Britain's future in the European Union is on the line tomorrow, and it's not just politicians who are trying to influence the so-called Brexit vote. Nearly 300 actors, writers, and musicians, and other cultural figures, signed a public letter of support for staying in the EU. Among them, actors like Benedict Cumberbatch and Helena Bonham Carter, and that celebrity entrepreneur, Sir Richard Branson.
If the wrong decision is made, it will do irreparable damage both to Great Britain and to Europe. And therefore, it's important, I think, all of us speak out and try to make sure that the right decision is made.
And on the other side, among those who want Britain to leave the EU are actors John Cleese and Michael Caine. Caine spoke to the BBC.
You've now got in Europe a sort of government by proxy of everybody who has now got carried away. And I think unless there's some extremely significant changes, we should get out.
BBC arts correspondent Vincent Dowd is in London. Now, Vincent, there's a question of why the cultural community is weighing in at all. But first, which side is it taking?
Broadly speaking, I think I can say more voices in the artistic sphere and the cultural sphere have been for Remain, which is how normally we kind of characterise it, and a smaller number have been for Brexit, for leaving. So you had people like J.K. Rowling. Now, Jo Rowling is someone who definitely does have an impact with people. Anyone like me who's been in on the preview performances of the new Harry Potter play in London, and when J.K. Rowling was there, you see how people just explode with excitement when she's there. So when she says, so this is a one-off comment, we take the benefits of EU membership for granted. Now, that's not, you know, the most exciting thing in the world, but the fact that Jo Rowling has said it actually will count for something. And then you have people like Simon Cowell of X Factor. So he's actually in the Remain camp. He said, my gut feeling is I don't think at this time, because it is a tricky time, you would want to be on your own on a tiny island. And there are lots more along those lines. But by and large, there are only a couple of sentences in interviews. It would be fantastic, wouldn't it, if someone had said something utterly, utterly memorable and, I don't know, can I say Churchillian? But actually...
You know, might be asking a little too much.
I was going to say, Lisa, the politicians haven't really reached that level.
Right, so whether why should the celebrities?
So, you know, are we really expecting Simon Cowell to do so?
Unless it's off a script, maybe. But you know, the actors and writers and musicians who did write in this letter, this open letter in the Daily Telegraph, are urging people to vote to keep Britain within the EU. This is one line that they said that's pretty interesting. Our global creative success would be severely weakened by walking away, meaning walking away from the EU. So you cover the arts so intensively. What are their interests here? I mean, what stake do artists have in the outcome of tomorrow's vote?
It's not that the EU gives, the National Theatre or the Royal Shakespeare Company money. They don't. I mean, probably if you dug back, you could find some tiny project where they've been given £5,000 or something. I don't know. But that's not what it's about. It's about a basic mindset, so that the people who live in London probably feel they have more in common with people who live and work in New York or Paris than they do with the rest of the country. Now, maybe that's becoming a problem, but I don't think that's a problem unique to the UK.
Is there any evidence that exporting British culture would be more difficult if the UK left the European Union?
No, I honestly don't think there is. Let's put it this way. I mentioned Harry Potter, for instance. When I went to see Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, I was surrounded by Americans. And I was talking to a Texan family who were sitting behind me, and they mentioned they were here from Texas. And I said, you don't mean you came over? A family of five, I think it was, came over from Texas to see Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. And they said, yep, we did. We came over. And I thought, well, that's very nice for those who can afford it. So that kind of cultural interest that is in the UK, in continental Europe, to use a rather old-fashioned term, from North America and from, frankly, most of the world, won't go away. And that is pretty well reciprocated from here. So, no, I don't think it's a matter of if... by the end of this week, we are beginning to move away from Europe, if I can put it like that. I don't think it's a matter of the, though I say it myself, fairly considerable British cultural influence on the rest of the world diminishing in any way. I don't really think that's what the argument is about.
Thank you. The BBC's Vincent Dowd speaking with us from London prior to tomorrow's vote on whether Britain should stay in the European Union or leave. Vincent, nice to speak with you.
Nice to talk to you.